Are you man enough? Big and bad enough? Are you gonna let them shoot you down? When the evil flies and your brother cries, are you gonna be around? Gotta keep your eye on the passersby. Better watch your step, 'cause you never know where the knife will go, and they ain't missed yet. The strong survive, they stay alive, they're always cool, but that they never teach you in school. Are you mad enough, big and bad enough? Are you gonna let them shoot you down? When the evil fight and your brother cries, are you gonna be around? Someone needs a friend, just around the bend. Don't you think you should be there?
You're tuning in to CKUT 90.3 FM. Happy 2022 when it gets here.
All right, folks, here is the business. It's 3:11 in the morning. It's New Year's Eve. You have synchronized with CKUT 90.3 FM. All very good things indeed. So while we just finished hearing a selection from the Shaft in Africa soundtrack brought to you by Johnny Pate, and the Four Tops in part here. So here we go. What were the tracks? You Can't Even Walk in the Park, which is the opening theme. Shaft in Africa. Addis, which again I've always speculated was a reference to Addis Ababa. The place, you know? Then we had El Jardia, or El Jardia. Are You Man Enough by the Four Tops. And Truck Stop. That's right, Truck Stop. What do we have next? Without any ado at all, it is going to be the Foxy Brown soundtrack. Brought to you by Willie Hutch. You are all very, very fortunate that I'm in this type of mood. I got to tell you. Here we go.
Oh, baby, give me, ooh, money, yeah, to buy the things I need for me and my lady, yeah. Ain't that mellow, mellow? Oh, now ain't that mellow?
Ain't that mellow, mellow?
Oh, baby, ain't that mellow? Oh, I've got it made, that's what I'm talking about. Going down to the fashion store.
All right, it is 3:27 in the morning. Once again, you are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM. It's another episode of Listen, Just Smell Something. Once again, Logic Johnson, graciously yours, at your service. And here are the tracks we just finished hearing off of the Foxy Brown soundtrack by Willie Hutch. We had a theme of Foxy Brown, Give Me Some of That Good Old Love, Out There, Ain't That Mellow Mellow, and Have You Ever Asked Yourself Why? I certainly have asked myself why, as well as how and who, on many an occasion, I'll tell you. So, moving into the final-ish lap of the show, coming up next, we have the Dolemite soundtrack by Rudy Ray Moore. In all of its grainy goodness. Besides this, a constant talking point in late weeks has been, of course, the struggles of the Los Angeles Lakers. And someone may find themselves wondering, hey, Logic, how come you seem to have such a hair on your tongue over this team? Why do you revel in their failure so? And my answer is this. Just to break it down, because I'm not a hateful guy, I don't wish ill on anybody, but in the imaginary and at the end of the day, arbitrary world of basketball, where everyone's already paid and everyone's well-being's already secured, and we're just talking about a game that you win or lose, well, these guys, it is a marketplace for admiration and respect, which provides gratification to incredibly famous athletes and kind of feeds their egos. In the process of feeding their ego, some try to take shortcuts towards their successes, and the Lakers are a prime example of that. LeBron James even more, and I enjoy seeing their schemes blow up in their face and for them to have to make an effort. I don't know. Moving on.
Yeah. laminated, see stopping pigeon, throw the cross-eyed, bow-legged son of a gun, some messing with me. I've been known to rise up, but I'll cool down later. I'm the bad motor scooter, I'm the human tornado. The C-stepping pigeon, throw the cross-eyed, bow-legged son of a gun, some messing with me. I've been known to rise up, but I'll cool down later. I'm the bad motor scooter, I'm the human tornado.
All right, and cut it right there. There you go. Folks, it is 3:39 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. This puts us right in the home stretch of the show here. So with very little delay, let's go ahead and move about the business here. We just finished hearing the Dolemite soundtrack brought to you by Rudy Ray Moore. What were those tracks? Well, Dolemite was the first, and we had The Queen. Time Is On Our Side, I believe that's by the Revelations Band, if I'm not mistaken, and The Human Tornado. So, that was that. Once again, folks, I'd like to, in advance, wish you all a happy new year. Go ahead and be safe out there, be responsible, be smart, and since there's a lot of bull honky trying to worm its way into your mind and, you know, past your critical centers, I, of course, urge you all to remain intellectually vigilant at all times. The final foray into the soundtrack realm here for the year will be Three the Hard Way, brought to you by The Impressions, of course, who at one time counted amongst their ranks the illustrious Curtis Mayfield. But that is neither here nor there. Let's go ahead and get about that business. And go Blazers, who, of course, are facing the Lakers tomorrow. Well, go Blazers anyway, because Damian Lillard.
Yeah. all come from different times to help a friend when it's time.
The hard way. degree the hard way. It happened once before, ain't let it happen again to another race of human beings. This time we're gonna win. You'll always find some people willing to give their lives. Here today, gone tomorrow, the teacher still survives. Blake, Jack, Mister, just to name a few. If in your life they weren't involved,
what would you do?
So brother, brother, help each other. Heed these words I say, yeah, yeah. Following the footsteps of three who stood tall.
A solution, it was made to react. But if we stick together, it won't work, that's a fact.
Y'all, once again, you are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. It is currently, wait for it, 3:53 in the morning. We're closing up shop. This has been another episode of Listen, Just Smell Something. And Logic Johnson, at your service. Once again, thanks for being with us. We just had the Three the Hard Way soundtrack by The Impressions. What were those tracks? We had Make a Resolution, On the Move, and Three the Hard Way, The Chase, and The Theme. Kind of a combo track on the last piece right there. So once again, this concludes our programming year here on the show. We will catch you next week in 2022. And go ahead and have some fun within, of course, the ridiculous bounds of our leader's edicts. And, you know, find a way. All right, stay positive out there. Don't let the BS get inside your head. I said it before, and I really like my choice of words there. I'll say it again. You got to be intellectually vigilant. So keep your ears and your eyes, but especially your nose, wide open. We'll catch you then. The closing hip-hop track, which I do believe is a favorite of our dear friend Sarah Blitz. We've got some Idea and Abilities with Exhausted Love. I love you all, and I appreciate your attention. Logic Johnson, over and out.
To hell with the kind of work you have to do to earn a living. All it does is fill the bellies of the pigs who exploit us. Look at me, I'm making it. I may live badly, but at least I don't have to work to do it. To all you workers out there, every single commodity you produce is a piece of your own death. End of interview.
I'm so goddamn tired. Can't tell if I'm done or just uninspired. And don't give me that, you can be
Somebody scream, that ain't your place. Let me be, I'm an example of a candlelit life with electric relaxation. Brain trampled by devotion to remote control channel changing. Something provoked the whole globe to lower expectations. Damn, what's wrong with my generation? We was the cream of the crop, but it seems we've been robbed. That's what happens when you trade in all your dreams for a job. And every day it gets less and less exciting. I would make a difference, but I'm busy faking this. Instead of trying to change my shit from now to never, and I'll pretend I'm fine. Why am I always stuck at the shitty end of the assembly line? I guess I'm built to be intoxicated with hope. Sometimes it's a journey, most of the time it's just a bad joke. And in my skull's a junk drawer I can't organize. The first to come and last to leave will never be immortalized. This sort of life is completely overrated. I'm sick of being the only one I know that's trying to make it. So right now I'm heading home. Got Sounds of Nature Volume 1 in my headphones and half a bottle of prednisone. That's the reaction to an overdose of passion. Brainless, stagnant, ain't it magic? Could be so fucking disgusting. I earn a good commission, but it makes me feel so ugly. I'm on some not even knowing I'm an Illuminatus. Just as long as playing agent don't disrupt my funeral's progress. I ain't changing for you, I ain't reaching for the sky. I would if you could give me one good reason why I should even try. Cause after a while this never ending lame game of what's better could fracture your smile's mainframe forever. It's so fun to be in love, or so I've heard. The meaning has no feeling even though I understand the words. I used to try to make heaven right here on earth, but that'll only happen if you find someone else to do the work. I'll be surprised when my psychosis turns out to keep the driving focus, while I hope the same blurred cloud is burnt off dope hits. So for now, my worthless pound of work has found a purpose. Every time a pound of dirt's produced, I get my frown refurbished. 2-for-1 specials if you order shoulder devils. Head swole, running out of petrol, but I won't let go of this gas pedal till I'm settled. And they finally wed me with that sweet blind security, so insecure and messy. Mark today the day that dedication died. Instead of saying goodbye, I'm staying praying that I'll stay alive. Cause even though I know I hate to love you so much, I got no better place to go. That's why I always show up.
Inflict on ourselves. But I'm not afraid of that solitary pain. In fact, if I don't strip myself of all this clatter and clutter and ridiculous ritual, I shall go out of my fucking mind. Does that answer your question?
What question was that?
You asked me why I was getting divorced.
Oh, listen, it's your life. I'm sorry, I even asked.
Listen.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Survivor's Corner, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. This is your host, G-Flex, and I'll be bringing you straight up until 7 o'clock, where the morning detour will come and give you the news, the reviews, and all the interviews. Keep it locked, right, yes, sir. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Life in Kingston Town. She calls out to the man on the street, "Sir, can you help me?
G-Flex.
It's cold and I've no place to sleep.
G-Flex.
Is there somewhere you can tell me?
G-Flex.
He walks on and doesn't look back. He pretends he can't hear her.
G-Flex.
Starts to whistle as he left Augustown. Seems embarrassed to be there. Oh, think twice. It's just another day for you and me in Kingston Town. Oh, think twice. Just another day for you, you and me in Kingston Town. Oh, think about it. Life in Kingston Town.